Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The president met with Republican congressional leaders today, trying to hammer out details for the next round of coronavirus relief funding. Democrats and Republicans have been battling over what the bill, which could cost at least another $1 trillion, should contain. Let's start the hour with NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. And Franco, a lot's going on today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants a relief bill capped at $1 trillion. Democrats in the House have already passed a much more expansive $3 trillion bill. So what does the White House want?
Well, the White House, the president, wants a payroll tax cut. And, you know, the president has taken a really hard line on this, including saying on Fox News that he may not sign the next stimulus package if it doesn't include a payroll tax cut. Democrats oppose the idea. Republicans have also been kind of uneasy about this idea, but the president insists a lot of Republicans like it.
Okay, well, so House and Senate leaders on the same page?
Well, it seems they still have some work to do. You know, leaders want liability protections for business. And, you know, this could all be part of a negotiating tactic, including within the party. But as NPR's Ron Elving has explained, it's either going to be a three-way compromise with Democrats, Republicans, and the White House, or it's going to be a three-way standoff.
Okay. The president also said today that he's going to bring back his regular 5 p.m. coronavirus briefings. Did he say why?
Well, that's certainly the big news of the morning. President Trump kind of talked about it and even talked about how popular they were. You know, it's a clear recognition of the rising cases and concerns about those cases of coronavirus. And the administration also seems to know that it needs to tackle this more directly, especially after Trump has been kind of downplaying the spikes in cases nationwide.
Yeah, well, he did that in his interview with Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday. He downplayed the threat of COVID-19 and had this to say about a nationwide masks mandate.
I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Hey, Dr. Fauci said don't wear a mask. Our Surgeon General, terrific guy, said don't wear a mask. Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems, too. With that being said, I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good. But I leave it up to the governors.
So a little spinning there by Franco, President Trump referring when he said, you know, people said don't wear masks. That was early guidance because there was a fear there wouldn't be enough for first responders. It's long been proven to be effective in stopping the spread. There has long been, you know, all sorts of different sources of masks. So now the president has left policy up to the states, as he said it should be up to the governors. Talk about that strategy.
You know, again, cases are on the rise. As you point out, that was early guidance, and it's pretty clear among health officials and scientists are indicating, all showing that the benefits of wearing a mask and how it's one of the leading ways to clamp down on the spread of this virus. You know, the fact that the president has not embraced that has led to some blowback against the administration. And there have even been some internal battles, including members of the White House publicly criticizing Dr. Anthony Fauci, who, you know, as you note, is a member of the coronavirus task force and who is extremely well trusted in the United States. So it's not a good look right now.
Yeah. Let's listen to a little more of that interview with Chris Wallace. President Trump had this to say when asked if the Confederate flag is racist.
It depends on who you're talking about, when you're talking about. When people proudly had their Confederate flags, they're not talking about racism. They love their flag. It represents the South. They like the South. People right now like the South. I say it's freedom of many things, but it's freedom of speech.
Franco, Maggie Haberman had a piece in the Times this weekend saying that this is the way the president thinks people in the South want him to speak, even as states like Mississippi are getting rid of symbols of the flag. Who do you think the president is trying to appeal to here?
I mean, certainly there is a faction of his base that President Trump feels needs to hear these words from him. He's continuing to push back on efforts to remove Confederate symbols. He's continued to kind of create distinct lines between some of the groups that are calling for the removal of these symbols, and demonstrating in U.S. cities. You know, Trump has also taken on organizations like NASCAR that have banned the Confederate flag, charging it's against freedom of speech. And he just does not seem to be backing down. And I think this will continue to be a major issue.
Well, by the way, Franco, some people would say those symbols are symptoms. And we will leave it at that. NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez, thank you.
Thank you so much.